Good morning, Power Hour Nation. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. So good to be with you. Allow me to welcome you to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. You can listen by phone at 701-300-5252, 701-300-5252. If you want to call live to the show, 844-769-2944. And, of course, if you want to call the Power Mall or any questions about, you know, outside the show or what have you, 877-817-9829. We got some great guests, as always. James Fetzer's going to be on. There's some interesting articles and interesting concepts about this whistleblower complaint, what it is. It's not firsthand knowledge from what we can see. So why does he have a whistleblower complaint, or he or she or whoever it is? Supposedly, some of the requirements of whistleblower statutes in the government have changed recently. James Fetzer will be on briefly to talk about that and what he sees for the future. This is another little interesting aspect of this we'll go over with him. And then Jason Dirkovitz and, of course, Dr. Llewellyn, Grown by Nature. Love Grown by Nature products. The best out there, the best vitamins out there. You want to know, where's the best vitamin pills I can take? These are the best. These are the best that we can find. They're fantastic, and we're very excited to have them on. Maybe we can get Dr. Llewellyn fired up again today.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Get him going on vaccines.
That's right. He was good. Yeah. He was good.
Oh, he was really good. Oh, yeah. He doesn't care.
No. Nope.
He's ready to go.
He's ready. He wants to scrap.
Yeah, I like
people who like to scrap.
He's ready to go. Of course, Uncle Kevin that you hear there. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
Yeah, great to be here. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Or wherever you are across the world.
That's so right. Glad
that you're joining us. Going to do news and then James Fetzer. Trump pressed Australian leader to help Bob Barr, investigate Mueller's inquiry origins. This is from MSN. President Donald Trump pushed the Australian Prime Minister during a recent telephone call to help Attorney General William Barr gather information for a Justice Department inquiry that Mr. Trump's hope will discredit the Mueller investigation, according to two American officials with knowledge of the call.
Well, that's good. You should push him even more.
Well, American officials with knowledge of color, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Who?
Yeah.
Who's leaking it? Yeah. Who's leaking all this information?
He's got to get a hold of those leaks and do something about them.
Well, when you got Bolton as your...
ain't there no more.
Well, Barr's no prize.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, he surrounded himself with leakers and traitors and conspirators.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Why has he done? Since you asked the question, why has he?
That's a mystery. That's like the Sphinx. It's a mystery.
No, we know. We had the guy on. Donald, what was his name? We had him on about the Sphinx.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
That's not a mystery anymore.
It's not a mystery anymore.
It's not like the Sphinx.
Well, hopefully Trump will bring some light onto this subject.
This story I wanted to bring up, this is from Breitbart. Interesting concept, I guess, from Vice. President Trump is using the impeachment to avoid gun control. Vice suggests on yesterday, President Trump is using impeachment to avoid instituting more gun control. They have reported that Republicans indicated Trump is torpedoing gun control, but the only Republican whom the media outlet directly attributes a quote is Senator Lindsey Graham, who says, "I think we're really close on compromise on a grant program for protective orders." Let me translate for you. Yeah. That's red flag laws.
Those things are horrible. Don't do it.
They're not laws. Red flag laws are not laws. They're statutes.
Right.
And actually, they're unconstitutional. They're null and void. And we're still working on background check. I'm still hopeful we can get there. The rest of the quotes in the Vice column come from Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal and Joe Manchin, another gun control proponents. Breitbart News reported recently, a couple weeks ago, about a week ago, suggesting that Democrats traded their gun control pursuit for a chance to hurt him and the Republicans at large. Does this make any sense?
No, not a lick.
Sounds stupid to me.
It does.
So Trump is, you know, because
I think he thinks that there ain't no way he's going to be impeached. So let's go along with the impeachment, make the Democrats look bad, and we won't have to vote on gun control.
Well, I. At this point, I almost hope he is impeached and the trial goes to Senate because then he has subpoena power. Yeah. I almost hope he does.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
They need 23 Republicans or something, 24 Republicans to vote against him in the Senate.
If you think Trump is such a genius and you think he's, calculated all this out like chess, like four dimensional chess, there is nothing better than a national stage in the Senate.
Oh, right.
For a trial.
Yeah.
Let's bring Joe Biden That's up right. and let's talk about it. Let's bring the spy, the Mueller
exactly. investigator.
Let's bring McCabe up. Let's bring Comey up. Let's bring them all up under a, let's talk. There is nothing that would be the biggest, you know.
No, this, I agree. Yeah.
Nothing. That
Love
would
it.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
FBI busts massive fentanyl ring running out of the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs in D.C.
Run by a Democrat?
Isn't that special? Agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided a government agency. According to investigators, undercover agents caught Daryl Marcellus Pope operating the drug ring in which thousands of dollars of fentanyl and heroin were being sold. The drug ring stretched over multiple states.
What's, wow. What's it about? 60,000 people die of drug overdoses a year now?
Yeah, it's more.
That fentanyl is absolutely will kill you dead.
Well, you know where a lot of it comes from?
China.
Yeah, China.
They had a big bust of, 20 tons about a couple weeks ago.
Be careful if your food comes from China, ladies and gentlemen.
Anything.
They haven't forgotten the opium wars of the West.
They attribute a lot of it. It's really British that did it, but they blame us. Yeah, they blame us.
Hong Kong protesters shot in the chest by police during clashes. This is the first time where someone, a live round, someone was shot in the chest.
It's not the first time, but this is the first time they reported on it.
Well, that's a live round.
No, it's the first time they reported
okay.
on it.
Okay. Chinese troops massing in Hong Kong for a potential, quote, total breakdown in order.
I saw that.
China's doubled. They've doubled the number of its troops stationed in Hong Kong. Today, like we mentioned yesterday, today is the 70th anniversary of the Chinese
How can you celebrate that? How can you celebrate that?
Well, they celebrate.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
It's like Hitler with a parade.
Yeah, we should have a celebration with a couple of boom booms over there.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to be nice.
Well, how we handle it is we take away all our manufacturing back.
Yeah.
Or give it to India.
Yeah.
We'll deal with India. India's not.
Exactly. India's dying to make things for us. India's dying for it.
Yeah. Well, it's something. Greece. You know Greece is in trouble with their debt and austerity going on.
Austerity going, yeah.
The EU, they said, oh, we'll loan you this money for whatever, and the politicians suck up the money, and then they say, oh, it's collateral.
Yeah, racketeers.
Right.
The EU's racketeers.
Yeah, it's loan sharking.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, we didn't tell you that now your beaches are now...
Yeah, we got them.
We own them.
You owe us money. We'll just take your beaches or ports or something
like that.
Yeah,
that's all they got. What else have they got in Greece? Olive trees and the beaches. They do got some of the best beaches, absolutely, in the world.
And olive oil, too.
It is probably the best olive oil. It's not Italy, it's Greece, which has
and
the
olive
best
oil is so
oil
good for you. You should probably take some of that every day.
Greece oil drilling could offset debt threatens oceans. Greece has traditionally been an energy-poor country. Yeah, because all they got are olive trees and beaches. But that's set to change when exploratory oil drilling starts next year in the Gulf of Patras. It would help the country pay off its billions of dollars in debt, but it would also threaten the rich marine life and lucrative tourism industry. Lebanon central bank to secure U.S. dollars. I wanted to look into this story more. I apologize before we came on. This is from Al Jazeera. Lebanon central bank says it will secure U.S. dollars at a fixed rate to pay for imported goods in a bid to ease food and fuel shortages as well as demand on the dollar. But many now fear a drop in the value of the local currency will worsen an already dire economic situation. So it's basically price controls.
Yeah.
And they're going to have the U.S. dollar involved in it.
Price controls are evil.
I don't know if they're evil, but they lead to shortages.
Yeah.
That's what price control does. It leads to shortages. Something is wrong. The Fed is offering $100 billion a day in loans to unnamed banks. Okay, we talked about this yesterday.
Hey, let's start a bank. Hey, possible. Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, if you were Hunter Biden's friend, then you probably could start a bank.
We could start a bank. $100 billion? I could use it.
We went over this yesterday, and I was on Jeff Rent's show last night, and we talked about this in quite detail also. I believe we're probably witnessing, we've been talking about this for years, quantitative easing to infinity.
Mm-hmm.
We are probably witnessing the beginning of quantitative easing to infinity with this.
I hope not, but I think you're right.
October 10th is the day they're supposed to stop that.
We'll see.
We'll see if they stop it or if they stop it temporarily. We'll pay very close attention to that.
Well, did you see the dollar gained a lot of strength? How's that happen?
Well, because they pumped all the money into the banks and they can short the other side.
Yeah.
So now they can, gold and silver went down.
Yeah.
So they can short, now they can manipulate.
It's just so fixed. It's just so fixed. It's unbelievable.
See, that's why I disagree in part with Joseph Meyer. A lot of things I agree with Joseph Meyer, but I don't see any way on God's green earth that the Trump administration is going to let the stock market tank before the election.
No, I don't either.
The only way I can think of in my mind is let this impeachment happen, and then the stock market can lose 20%, and they'll blame it on the Democrat impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing.
They got that plunge protection agents or whatever they are.
Team.
That's it.
And FASB 56, they can go dark with all this. Yep. Indonesia's MPs sworn in after mass protest arrests in Indonesia. Again, protest upset everywhere. California's new vaccine law against medical exemptions puts vulnerable children in danger. This is from G. Edward Griffin.
Oh, I haven't heard from him for a while. Man, well, I like that guy. Creature from Jekyll Island.
Yes, he wrote one of the most important books.
That's a great book.
And the truth.
You want to learn about money, just read that book.
Or
get a synopsis of it. That's a long book.
A new law in California bans medical exemptions for vaccines. We've talked about this a lot, but it puts, California is one of three states, including West Virginia and Mississippi, that reject exemptions for religious and philosophical reasons. I didn't know Mississippi. I didn't even know that. How do I not know that? The three women are seeking to place a referendum to repeal the new law on the next ballot. They need 623,000 signatures on a petition within 90 days of the bill being enacted to have their repeal put on the 2020 ballot. I bet you they'll get those signatures.
I think so, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Flu shots fail to protect seniors and may increase miscarriages.
Well, and you get one of those seniors, they're touting on TV, a triple strength for seniors, so it really protects you.
So they can knock them out, don't have to pay them Social Security?
Exactly. You get one of those shots, forget about it.
Just know what you're doing before you get one, ladies and gentlemen. Just know what you're doing. Me personally, I would never get one. No. Never, 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 never.
You don't know what's in that shot.
No, even the stuff they tell you is bad enough.
Right.
What other nanoparticles are there? Yeah. Here's a story out of the Chicago Tribune. Doctors took newborn baby from parents after they refused vitamin K shot. Now they are suing.
Good.
This is out of the Chicago Tribune. In the moments after Angela Bauer gave birth last winter, she and her husband, a Chicago pastor, were eager to hold their new baby girl. But as Bauer was being treated in the delivery room, the couple contends a nurse picked up the infant to administer a vitamin K shot, a common practice. The Bauer said that they are not anti-vaxxers or against any procedure they believe to be medically necessary, but they didn't think the shot was in that category. They had agreed to sign a waiver confirming their wishes that the new baby, their fifth child, not receive vitamin K, based on their beliefs that God's creation isn't automatically deficient or flawed at birth.
Right, it's perfect.
Instead of offering them a form, the nurse announced she was reporting the couple to DFAC, Illinois Department of Child and Family Services, and took the baby.
Yeah, they're sneaky. The nurses will take the baby, go in the next room, give them a vaccine, and then come back.
You know what the problem here is? If somebody would have took my baby, it would have took a freaking gorilla to stop me.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
This is the problem in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I talk about that. I don't want to talk so dire, but this is what it's coming to.
Yeah, we got to be like Hong Kong.
Right, right.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have
this stuff if we were in the streets.
Can you imagine our revolutionary forefathers? If you would have tried to take one of their children at birth, what would have happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And because these people think they sit there in their coats and their degrees and have authority, and they think they have the right, because we have abrogated our potential, our authority, our position. We have dominion given to us by God. This is the mandate. This is the American ideal. Any doctor that wants to take my newborn child like this, it would take a freaking gorilla to stop me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And as soon as something like that happens, and this happens, and that happened two or three times, this will stop.
Mm-hmm. It sure would.
Do you honestly think, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're seeing and all the stories that we've discussed, the sitting here talking about this or lawsuits or da 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 or da da, do you think that's really stopping what's coming? Do you?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
It's not. It's going to be push comes to shove.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this is going to come. Are you willing to push? Yeah. Are you willing to shove? Yeah. That's what's going to come. Or say no. Are you going to willing to do that? You know, and some people are pushers, and some people are, you know, could do it more subtly, or some people, whatever. You need to decide where do you stand, and prayers and everything. And later in the article, it says DFAX has made a medical decision that vitamin K is necessary. Okay, my question is, when did DFAX get a medical degree?
Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I curse these people.
Do it.
I curse them in the name of Almighty God. Anybody who wants to take children from people because they don't want to get vaccinated or they don't want to bow to their thing, I curse them. And the pit that they have dug, they will fall into, and that these babies will be protected. I am sick of this. I'm sick of these vaccines. I'm sick of these schools. You got to have a vaccine to go to a freaking school, and you got to poison your child to allow you the privilege of your child going to a social engineering school and learn social credit system and learn that there's too many people in the world and that we need to die and that cow farts are killing the world. That so I gotta poison myself to have the privilege to then go learn that, or learn about have condom relay races in school, or be able to have an abortion without telling my parents. I need that permission. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in this situation because that pastor let that woman take.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming him. I understand his position, but that let's look at it real. We are in this position because that pastor let that woman take their child.
That's right. We do nothing.
It would take a gorilla to stop me from if somebody tried to take my newborn child.
Yeah. I concur.
And when it is like that again in America, you'll see how free we are.
Yeah.
You watch how free we are.
Come back.
You watch how scared these people get.
Yeah.
Mr. Brigman, here's a vaccine. Is it okay if I give him a vitamin? No. What are you, crazy? Oh, yeah. How dare it? Don't you dare to. Okay. I'm sorry. I was just asking. We won't do it.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah. I concur.
Why do you think the Declaration of Independence happened? Why do you think this even began in this country? This is the ideal. This is the mandate from God. This is what the preachers told the people in America.
Absolutely.
In the 1770s. This is what they told them. They didn't tell them, well, we disagree. We think we should sue and da 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 da. No, they didn't tell them. They said King George is offending God. It's offending God Almighty and the heavens and the universe and all that is, all of creation is behind you here on this. And all of Pastor Bauer in Chicago, Catherine, maybe we should try to get him on. Maybe he'll want to tell a story. Maybe that's why. I don't know if you can track him down or not. I don't know. All of creation is with you, and there is no level of resistance that is unjustified if somebody's trying to take your baby.
Yeah, I agree. And back in Revolutionary War, the preachers had their sermon, took off their robes, grabbed their gun, and shot the redcoats.
Well, and I know people don't want to, you know, becomes, what are you, some kind of lunatic? No, okay, you can call me whatever you want. I don't care. I'm telling you what's coming and what's here, and you're starting to see the tentacles of it. This is such an iceberg issue. You know, the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, where you see the top 10%, 90% of it's below.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you, what you see, this 10%, 90% of it already is below and just waiting to surface. And so what the net, as it surfaces, it's going to take a miracle. It's going to take our will. It's going to take prayers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take the conviction. It's going to take all of that. To resist this.
And they will never stop unless we stop them.
Bingo. They're never going to stop unless they're stopped. That's right.
You give them an inch, they take a mile.
Right. They have an agenda. They have a conviction. Here's what I will tip my hat to them. These people are convicted.
Yeah, devil worshippers.
Well, they're convicted. I'll at least have some measure of appreciation for their conviction level. because they're convicted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Facial recognitions. Well, now let me put it this way. No, that's wrong too.
Okay.
They're convicted in an environment where we sit on our hands. Let's see how convicted they really are. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Let's see how convicted these Luciferians really are.
Yeah.
When they come up against the might of the and the fervor and the conviction of Christians, of Americans, of the progenitors of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and all these people and Patrick Henry, let's see how convicted they really are when they stand up the American ideals and God's ideals and the universe is behind this this concept and the hailstorm and the tornado that will be started. Let's see how convicted they are then.
I think they'll slip away in the middle of the night.
Yeah, because right, because ultimately they're cowards.
Exactly.
Facial recognition, smart street lights, raise concerns. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's another story. Where's the Bill of Rights? There is no political document we have seen in millennium. You think of all the people in the history of the world for the last 2,000 or 3,000 years and how they have lived and they're wanting and they're longing and they're looking up and hoping for freedom and choice and to be in a position of God and what have you. And there's a Declaration of Independence that has occurred and the gracious gift of all of heaven because of our conviction in this country and that we are inheritor of that. And then now the police think they have the right to put up a facial recognition streetlight because it's for our safety.
Nonsense.
Have you read the Fourth Amendment? This is why school's so important, because they don't go to, nobody goes to school to learn the Bill of Rights anymore, because they don't teach it, so that then I guess this makes sense. And then safety makes sense. Well, that, why do you think Benjamin Franklin, those who trade safety for freedom end up with neither?
Deserve neither.
Well, they end up with neither.
Right.
I don't know what they deserve. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about deserve. They end up with neither.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. Why do you think I'm on schools all the time? Why do you think I'm so fired up about it? Vaccines. This story here in this Chicago where they took this baby, this got me, it's got me so upset.
Yeah, they do it all around the country.
This is happening all the time.
All the time. It's not an isolated incident.
U.S. factory activity sinks to 10-year low this month. A little creepy. Russian company starts mass production of humanoid robots that can look like you. Startup eyes launch of electric helicopter taxis. That's very cool. Can you imagine going to Singapore and getting a helicopter taxi? Stay tuned. James Fetzer on the other side. Here.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Imagine if the Power Mall for a moment wasn't there. And think about your life and how you've been affected over the years and how you've been helped and all the people and how you've touched other people with the different products. But it is there, and it's there because of you and your attention and your focus. All these issues, they become issues of conviction and issues of focus and where your attention lies. And thank you so much for your support. Yesterday, I took phone calls for a little bit on the line. I'm going to do that probably once a month. Maybe I'll do it twice like I kind of did it this time for the shortwave listeners or what have you. That was so fun. I talked to, I'm going to start naming people and hopefully I don't forget. It was Paula, Raul, Linda, John. I'm missing somebody. I was on there for a couple hours. Everybody. I talked like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I'm missing somebody. Coral. Did I say Coral? There you go. Coral. Coral, Raul, Paul, Paula, John, Linda. Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you. It was great talking to you. It's really good to talk to the audience and to see your feelings and your thoughts and where you are with things. Paula, I really spent some time talking to Paula, and she was talking about how she really thinks America is ready to stand up, and that encouraged me. I really like to hear that. And so if nothing else comes of this broadcast and what we do and whatever, I hope that you just feel some conviction. It's not, ultimately, it's not even to a point, it's what you know or what you understand, but ultimately it's going to be your conviction. It's not going to be about what you know, because once that's done, it's about your conviction and your ability to stand in these situations and put yourself in opportunities where you have situations where you have choices. That's what food storage is about. That's what, medically, health. That's why I would say, once you're happy, healthy, successful, and free, as God intends you to be. And that's really what the show's about. The information hopefully gives you perspective, hopefully then morphs into some sort of conviction. And then from there, you start to direct your life and have choices. The food storage, the medical starts to improve your health, to overcome, to get you less dependent on this medical industrial complex and the system, so that you have choices there. You have freedom there. And so that you, as we come, there's more power. That's what it's the power hour. And so as you go forward, there's power in you. So there's the power. You are the power, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look around America. John Wayne's not walking through the door, you know, figuratively, literally too. He's dead, but you get my point. He's not, John Wayne's not walking through, George Washington's not walking through the door. Thomas Jefferson's not walking through the door. You're walking through the door. Every door that you go through, you're walking, and you carry a light, a perspective, and a knowledge to help, brighten this world and brighten where you are. And so how you use that is going to be up to you. And so prayerfully, meditatively consider about how to use that. And some people, like, you know, I'm pissing off my in-laws, you know, that's how I'm, I'm trying to do better, but I mean, that's one way I'm doing it. It's not the best, you know, but everybody's got some way, some small way. Thomas is out passing out vaccine sheets, which is unbelievable. I think that's fantastic. And we're going to work on some different sheets. Those sheets are super powerful. So you don't have to sit there and even approach people, engage them in a conversation. You can just say, here's something you may want to consider. Maybe this will be important to you. You know how powerful that is and how simple? It's just, you willing. Are you willing? Do you have conviction? We can do this. Things are about to change. One way or another, we're in that season. The world as we know it is going to change. Which way is it going to go? Which way is this going to go? The power hour, we're going towards happy, healthy, successful, and free. So thank you so much for your support of the Power Mall. Everybody I talked to was awesome. Next month, we'll do it again. Or this month, I guess now is October. So sometime this month, we'll do it again. I look forward to talking to you. God bless all of you. Thank you for your support. The Power Mall, we still need your purchases, your donations. 877-817-9829. You need to call also. You need not only the products we have, but you need to support this broadcast, as you can tell. And where else do you hear these type of things? Not many places. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. There you go. And our next guest, speaking of not hearing things very many places in the world, he's one of the most censored people in America, James Fetzer. He's, of course, he's a great author. He did the research on Sandy Hook, on so many other topics. JFK is a JFK expert. And we're just delighted to have him to talk about a little aspect of this impeachment. James Fetzer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, Daniel, I'm delighted to be here. There must be a half a dozen glaring indication that this event, this attempted impeachment, is just as phony as the Russiagate hoax.
Well, you sent me a couple articles here, and one of them I want to start with, I'm very curious, is the, out of the Federalist, the article about how whistleblower complaint forms or requirements have changed recently. Let's start there.
Sure, absolutely. In August, they changed the whistleblower form to allow hearsay, which is completely absurd. In the past, you had to have firsthand knowledge. This whistleblower complaint, which was odd in many respects because it has over a dozen indications that this was something he was told without being in the position to verify whether or not it's true, in the past has already required firsthand knowledge. So at least at the beginning, you had an affidavit from at least one presumptive bona fide witness. In this case, that's not true. They're allowing any kind of speculation, rumor, guesses. Really, it's embarrassingly bad. No intelligence operative would endorse such a move because it allows the real intelligence to be flooded with a whole lot of garbage. So that's one very significant tell. Another, Daniel, is the form of the complaint.
Hold on. Whoa. Stop right there. I mean, this is more than significant. This is unbelievable. So just to be clear, in the whistleblower complaint by the man or woman, whoever put this out, there is no affidavit attached to it. No affidavit of first-hand knowledge. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Absolutely. That's correct.
Okay. Now.
That's absolutely correct. Not only that, we actually know the identity. It's a guy named Michael Berry, who is a CIA officer attached to the White House, who appears to have been used as a conduit for what seems to have been the Schiff dossier. You remember the Christopher Steele dossier, this phony thing where Trump was supposed to hire prostitutes to pee on a bed that Obama had slept in? Well, Adam Schiff had been putting together a condemnation of Trump with a bunch of manufactured claims. This appears to be the Schiff dossier presented as a whistleblower complaint. And as an expert who has reviewed these kinds of complaints before. It's coming from some kind of legal group. This has the characteristics of a law brief. It doesn't look like a normal whistleblower complaint, and that's because it isn't at all. This is a completely manufactured objection to Trump that has no basis in fact, and we know this to be the case for multiple reasons,
Okay, pause right there.
Go ahead.
Pause right there, because we got a caller, and I want to get their question, because we don't have a lot of time with you, so I want to quickly get their question, then I want to go back to what you just said about no basis in fact. Let's get to this caller super quick. Dave in Michigan, you're live on the air. What kind of question or comment you got for James?
Hey, well, I love James Fetzer, but I talked to your board op, and he told me I could hold, and he would tell you what I wanted. I want to talk about our national assemblies, but it's probably not a good time with James on.
No, it isn't. He didn't tell me. Todd didn't tell me that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love James Fetzer and everything he's doing, and he's got all our support, and I know. I was watching Sandy Hook unfold on TV. I was recovering from a fall down my basement stairs. I was in the hospital 6 days, and that was the first real event I saw since I got out of the hospital. And I could tell, I'm legally blind, and I could see on that what they were showing on that TV screen was a false flag operation. And the people have been so duped. And thank you, James, for everything you do. And I'll let you guys go. I'll just listen.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much. Todd, you didn't tell me about that. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get back to James. Okay, James, what you said, it says no basis in fact. Okay, when you say that, people are going to say, what do you mean there's no basis in fact? There was a call.
The U.S. and the Ukraine have a treaty on mutual assistance in criminal matters. It was signed by Bill Clinton in 1998. The president was making a call to investigate activities of Joe Biden, which Joe Biden has publicly admitted doing, in insisting that Ukraine fire a prosecutor who was investigating a company where his son Hunter sat on the board of directors at a salary of $50,000 a month, Daniel, times 12. That's $600,000 a year for a guy who's incompetent, knows nothing about the gas and oil business. Biden has admitted, we have him on video, that he put pressure on the Ukrainians. He threatened to hold back $1 billion in aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor. And he's boasting about his success because he told them he had, 4 hours before he
six
had to get
hours.
On the plane. And
I got six hours. He's not fired by the time I get on my plane, you're not getting my money.
Trump have doing, except in the case of Biden, is bona fide, and we have the proof. We even have a sworn statement, by the way, from the prosecutor himself about what happened and the circumstances to verify it. But Trump was not making any such claim. In fact, the media has edited the transcript, which shows that he did nothing improper, taking out 452 words to close up the gap between him asking a favor and so forth, which were disconnected. They have nothing to do with one another except that because of this treaty, it was very appropriate the President of the United States should ask Ukraine for further investigation. And incidentally, and this is extremely interesting, he wanted to check out CrowdStrike. Now, some of your audience may not remember, but when the DNC claimed that the Russians had hacked, they would not allow the FBI to investigate the server. The reason turns out to be obvious. It hadn't been any hacking, but they instead referred to CrowdStrike to certify that, in fact, it had been hacked. Well, this is a private company working for the DNC, so they would have reported anything they wanted. It appears the actual server is in the Ukraine, so Trump wants to check that out, and I think that's very appropriate.
Well, if Trump can't ask a question with all that went on and the questions around there, I mean, just what we know in the public, just what people have admitted, if he can't sit there and ask a question, hey, you know, do me a favor, President of Ukraine, can you tell me a little bit about this CrowdStrike? I mean, people are saying certain things. Can you tell me something about that or find out something about that? If that's not an appropriate question, I don't know what is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, exactly. Especially when you have a mutual assistance in criminal matters, and Biden is actually publicly acknowledged. It's fascinating that the media is cooperating with the Democrats to conceal Biden's malfeasance, because you read stories about this and they insert even gratuitously that there's no evidence that Biden or his son did anything improper, when in fact the evidence is abundant and compelling and verified by Joe Biden himself. This guy is not the brightest bulb in the batch.
Well, think about how ironic it is. It's the Democratic Party, and I hate the Democrat-Republican thing, but that's what it's coming down to. The Democratic Party is so hell-bent to say that Russia hacked the DNC server, and we have proof of it, and they've been meddling with the election. So when Trump tries to actually find out the source of that and say, okay, well, let's get the server, let's talk about CrowdStrike, President of Ukraine, Zelensky, can you please help me here? Let's get to the bottom of that. DNC said they were hacked, but do you have any information on that? Do you see how ridiculous this is, ladies and gentlemen? And how dare you? This is illegal. This is improper. You're threatening the president of Ukraine. Oh my gosh! How dare you ask about the hacked server? That's our job. This is a joke times 10 beyond that.
Well, the whole thing is totally political. It's just a matter of theater. Nancy Pelosi cannot have.
She's heartbroken, James. James, by the way, look, I mean, we ought to shed a tear for Nancy. She's heartbroken and prayerful over all this. I want you to know. Don't be too hard on Nancy.
look. It turns out that there's a report that she and Adam Schiff are tied into a Ukrainian arms dealer. That's going to become a big deal here very soon, I have no doubt. But look, Nancy Pelosi is faking. This is a faux impeachment hearing. You cannot pursue articles of impeachment without a formal vote in the House.
Is there going to be a vote? Is there going to be a vote?
I think she's going to try to avoid it. In fact, the Wall Street Journal has just put out a very thoughtful editorial about Pelosi's permanent impeachment machine, because by having an impeachment proceedings without having a formal vote, you make the House or the whatever body, which would have to be the House typically, since that's where the articles of impeachment would originate.
Yes.
Into a perpetual impeachment machine. I mean, that's counterproductive. It means you're always going to have an adversarial relationship of necessity. Yeah. So Nancy's blowing her cover. I mean, this is all theater. This is all to fake out the American people. And
okay.
Let me just say,
No, well, you just said, finish your thought. I can hold my thought.
If you want more about what we've been through for the last 2.5 years, I've just published a new book entitled Exposing the Russia Hoax, where you can get, a very, very inexpensive, you can get a delineation of the key developments that brought us the Russia hoax, and where for 2.5 years we heard nonstop that this was going to prove that Trump was corrupt and had Russian collusion. We knew that was ridiculous after the CEO of Google testified that the total amount that Russia had spent on ads to affect the election was $7,400, which is about the amount he spends on a buffet for his executives at Google, Daniel. This is embarrassingly bad.
For $7,000, I can manipulate and turn the election? Wow. Okay, I got $7,000. I'm ready. Let's change the whole election, James. This is fantastic. All right, let me go back to something. One, just quickly, where can people get your book, Exposing the Russian Hoax?
Just put in the title, Exposing the Russia Hoax. Lulu is carrying it. It's being internationally distributed, and it's very modest. I mean, you can get the book for $9.95.
Well, very good. So, we want to support you, especially what you're going on with your trial and everything. Let me go back to something you just said. This is designed to fake out the American people. Fake them out. In what way? What do you mean by that?
Oh, to make them think. This is just what we had going on before. In my Exposing the Russia Hoax, a subtitle is How the Deep State and the Media Conspired to Frame a Sitting President. That's what's going on here. You can think of this Ukraine business as Russia Hoax 2.0.
All right. Now, I've asked the question several times. We've talked about this, my uncle and I, back and forth. because all we're talking about is impeachment, there's some huge, massive stories we're not talking about. One of them is who really bombed the Saudi Arabian oil fields? Or did Iran do it? Is there proof that they did it? Why are troops in Saudi Arabia? This is a massive, Iran. Why are troops in Saudi Arabia? To me, this is, why are we not talking about this?
Iran didn't do it. If Iran had done it, there would have been nothing left. It was
a joke.
The Houthis, who have claimed responsibility, have been very clever in using drones. There's been a huge development there, by the way, Daniel, that as you observe is being distracted, which is this. The Houthis were able to surround and capture thousands of Saudi troops who were planning to attack the Houthis. It was a brilliant military exercise. As a former Marine Corps officer, I got to tell you, I admire what they have done there. Iran had nothing to do with it, but of course the U.S. is even trying to resurrect phony chemical attacks in Syria that we know were not perpetrated by the Assad government, which, by the way, is a democracy. Syria is a democracy. We can't be fighting for freedom and democracy in Syria because Syria is already a democracy where Bashar al-Assad is the democratically elected president of Syria who enjoys the support of 80% or more of the Syrian people, Daniel.
All right. Let me move on from the Saudi Arabia subject to the repo market and the banks. This is not being talked about. I mean, are we looking, I don't know what if you've looked at this or not, but the Fed is basically pumping in $50 to $100 billion every night to the banking system. I mean, basically out of nothing, giving it to them. It's not being talked about. Is this quantitative easing to infinity? Is this really right now? Has it started here?
Address that question. It's interesting, but let me return to that $7,000 figure. Interestingly, in the case of my Sandy Hook lawsuit, we had a person come and do a video deposition for 7 hours and claim to be Leonard Posner. But he didn't look like Leonard Posner. He looked too young to be Leonard Posner. He didn't have many of the facial features of Leonard Posner. So although the video deposition was qualified as confidential, I shared it with two parties. One is a woman who had assisted me with legal briefs, and the other was Wolfgang Halbig, because Wolfgang's had a lot of interactions with Leonard Posner. Well, he came back with a critique, explained a half a dozen reasons that wasn't Leonard Posner, which I thought was rather stunning, because from the beginning of this case, I have argued that a fraud was being perpetrated on the court in relation to the identity of the plaintiff. Well, the judge got very upset after the plaintiff's attorney submitted a complaint and found me in contempt of court and fined me $7,000 for having shared the video.
For those of you who don't really know what James is talking about, James is, you know, all his work on Sandy Hook and the Posners, and we've been affected by that and what have you. He's in the middle of a case where they're trying to shut him down, and they're trying to shut his free speech down. And this judge has really jumped the shark on all this, and James, to his credit, and with all our support and our prayers and what have you, he's fighting back on this, and he needs to. So that's what he's talking about there, kind of just to bring you up to speed. We only got about a few minutes, you know, 4 minutes left. Where is this impeachment going?
Well, it's going to backfire catastrophically on the Democrats. In fact, it's already clear that Joe Biden is the first casualty of this impeachment move. Elizabeth Warren is already over.
Is Hillary Clinton, James, is Hillary Clinton about to enter the race?
Well, it sounds insane. Actually, literally, it is insane, but I can't rule it out because Hillary has been the motivator behind all of this attempt. She wouldn't accept the fact that she lost, that she was a terrible candidate. They ran a bad campaign. In fact, the whole Russian hacking hoax was initiated by Robbie Mook and John Podesta in order to conceal the fact that they'd run such a miserable campaign. They didn't even visit Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin. Michael Moore was predicting they were going to lose for that reason, and of course they did.
James, they ran the best campaign they could.
You know, Daniel, the irony, and it's repeating itself here this time around, if they'd allowed Bernie Sanders to emerge and the Democrats deliberately sabotage his campaign, they transferred 13 primaries that Bernie had won to Hillary in order to guarantee she'd be the candidate. It was because Seth Rich, the IT guy for the DNC, who was a Bernie supporter, became so bent out of shape that he actually downloaded the files directly from the server with the assistance of Kim.com, which is how this whole thing got started. He then transferred it to Julian Assange by way of Craig Murray, the UK ambassador to Uzbekistan. They both acknowledge that they know who was the leaker, that he wasn't Russian, and indeed it was Seth Rich who would subsequently be shot and die at Washington Medical Center after law enforcement officials swarmed the facility and cut off aid to him. He otherwise had survivable wounds. But Hillary wanted to conceal, cut off all the attention on the email, which led directly to John Podesta and the Pizzagate scandal. And believe me, this pedophilia is massive. But part of the reason that the deep state is fighting back so ferociously is because Trump really is in the process of draining the swamp. But also to conceal Hillary's own collusion with Russia, this is just ironic. Just as we have been claiming that Trump did what Biden actually did in Ukraine, Hillary actually sold 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to Russia through a Canadian company, Uranium One, for a massive contribution to the Clinton Foundation. In other words, there are traitors among us, but you won't find them in the office of the President of the United States today.
That's called transference when you blame other people for what you do. That's called, and it's a sign of a little bit of a mental disorder. That's what that is. That's called transference.
It's a political stunt, because then they figure when the truth comes out, see, the public already having been given the false impression as to who perpetrated the act.
Can you stay right there? James, there's the music. Can you stay? I have a very important question about this I forgot to ask. Can you stay right there? Let me ask it to you on the top of the hour, just, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Okay. Very good. I have to ask you this question. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Then Jason Derkovitz and Dr. Llewellyn on the other side, Grown by Nature. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased. pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call.